I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to see Matt Nathanson July 27th at the Mondavi Winery. Tickets on sale now at robertmondavi.winery.com. I just made it all the way through that one.
It's a miracle!
It's Thursday, and I finally made it through that whole night. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jesus. If you want to check out Matt Nathanson, that's how you do it. Tickets are on sale now at robertmondavi.winery.com or win a pair by being caller number 9. 800-400-3697. All y'all friends were friends with me. Oh, so cute. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the April sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and carlsonsubaru.com. Thank you. Our friend Scott Capurro is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Not today?
Nope, tomorrow. And he's performing at 19 Broadway in Fairfax tomorrow night. So get your tickets while they last. He's coming to you, Fairfax.
What was the deal with him in New York, huh?
They're still there. He sent me a picture. Well, I think they are.
I think they're flying back today.
Okay, yeah, he sent me a picture this morning. Boy, they went everywhere. Yeah. He and his husband were just prowling all over that city. Mm-hmm.
That's a great joke.
Good one. So Fairfax tomorrow night. Check out Scott Capurro. Get your tickets while they last. Terrible news. San Francisco, here's the headline. I'm just going to read it to you. San Francisco's iconic beach blanket Babylon announces final performance.
Boo.
Boo is correct.
Man. Is it just...
It's gone for 45 years. Did you know that that was supposed to be a 6-week run?
No.
In 1974?
Huh?
And it just, the demand for tickets was such that they kept
so
it going for 45
good.
Years. So it looks like the iconic Beach Blanket Babylon gives its final performance, ending a 45-year run. Looks like Tuesday, December 31st. Mm-hmm. So New Year's Eve, 2019.
Wow, that's going to be quite a show.
Joe Schumann Silver is the person who runs it now. That is the wife of the guy who started it. He's the widow of the guy who started it, I believe. Audiences have embraced Beach Blanket Babylon since the day it opened, June 7th, 1974. Originally scheduled to run for only 6 weeks, the show became an international phenomenon and the quintessential San Francisco experience. I'm thankful to our fans from around the world who've supported us from the very beginning. Our hats are off to each and every one of you. It's done more than 17,000 performances, has been seen by 6.5 million people. Let's see. There's a guy from The Know, Fresno, saying, to me, it's as much San Francisco as the Golden Gate Bridge or Lombard Street.
You saw it, right, Sarah?
I did not see it.
I never
saw it. You're
going to
have to go before.
I am going to have to go
before it closes. It's very clever. Well done.
They've been really good to us, too.
Yes.
They've
shown up at a lot of stuff we do.
And we've used their theater for various events.
Mm-hmm.
The creator, Steve Silver, passed away in 1995, left the show to his wife, and Joe Schumann Silver says, it's time. He said to me, you'll know when it's the right time for the show to go out on top, and I felt it was the right time. I'm glad we have this cast and crew to go out on. All the tickets for all the remaining performances, including the finale on New Year's Eve, can be found at beachblanketbabylon.com. I just was so sad when I saw that this morning.
I was just thinking, that makes me so sad.
About 2 weeks ago, Michael Martin dragged us into his office. He says, you got 7 minutes. I got to show you something. And we have a teaser for it only. So Vinny and I have been lucky enough to see this entire thing, and people are going to get to see this starting tonight at 9. Let me see if it might be 6 o'clock our time. I'm not positive. Anyway, it's Little Dicky is this guy. The first time he was ever on my radar is when he did a Freaky Friday song where he woke up in Chris Brown's body and Chris Brown woke up in his body and all kinds of comedy ensued.
Right.
And so he's known for these comedic viral rap songs. he took to Instagram yesterday to unveil a trailer for his upcoming project, Earth, which includes an all-star roster of artists. It's coming out today. Again, I'm not seeing... You told me this morning you thought it was at 9 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. tonight.
So 9 p.m. our time?
For sure star-studded.
It's also... So I don't know what the trailer gives away. Do you have a little bit of the trailer we can play for people?
It has really no audio. Well, what I see is Lil Dicky's Instagram. So
okay.
On his page, there's a little teaser, but it's just...
Oh, it's just the names of the people who are in it. Then I don't want to say too much about it until it comes out. I'm sure we'll be talking about it tomorrow. I'm just not sure how much I'm supposed to say. So Earth is expected to be a new song and video, according to a tweet from Lil Dicky last week, and according to the teasers from yesterday, it includes a ton of people. The full list of stars mentioned in the video trailer in order of appearance: Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Halsey, Zach Brown, Brendan Urie, Miley Cyrus, Wiz Khalifa, Snoop Dogg, Kevin Hart, Adam Levine, Shawn Mendes, Charlie Puth, Sia, Hailee Steinfeld, Lil Jon, Rita Ora, Miguel, that's the kicking guy, the guy who jumped in the girl in the head, Katy Perry, Lil Yachty, Ed Sheeran, Leonardo DiCaprio, who, if I recall, is in it quite significantly, Meghan Trainor, John Legend, Bad Bunny, Psy, the Backstreet Boys, Benny Blanco. So there's a trailer for it, but it doesn't show much of anything. Just really lists the name. But I have a feeling that this is going to be a super epic thing that people are going to be talking about. So sort of keep your eyes and ears peeled for this. And looks like tomorrow we'll be able to play you part of it. Or all of it. If it lasts, I mean, 7 minutes, you know.
But I think it's going to be well received. I'm excited for especially the kids to see it.
Well, and certainly the topic is something that we should all be embracing.
We want young people to be passionate about
Earth,
the preservation of this planet. And Earth Day is Monday.
Monday.
I'm going out to Ocean Beach with our Entercom team on Monday to pick up trash.
Oh.
So that's Earth Day.
Well, that's not your first beach cleanup.
It's not. And I'm a Surf Rider Foundation member, so I'm always happy to do stuff like that.
Dina Lohan.
Is a fire crotch's mom.
Is she back with him?
Yeah.
Well,
looks like Jesse Nadler may still come on our show. So Dina Lohan was on Celebrity Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
While she was on there, she revealed that she's in a 5-year relationship with a man she's never met in person and never even FaceTimed with. But she was convinced she was going to marry him. Or this past weekend, he proposed on Facebook. First she said yes. He says then she became moody and they got in a fight about some picture he'd posted of another woman. This is the same woman, Linda Scarpa,
something like that.
Who said he was pursuing me while he was supposedly with Dina Lohan. And here's some of the things he said about her. I mean, it wasn't pretty, so they got in a big fight. But he's saying now that, so there's a little twist here. The long-distance love affair is back on. She reached out to him on Sunday night. They hashed everything out. He says she apologized for wrongly accusing him of chatting up another lady. Now everything's fine and dandy.
Good.
So we'd heard about this engagement ring. I had heard 5 carats. I'm going to show it to you. I don't. It's lovely. I don't know from carat size.
5 carats is a big ring.
That's sort of what... This doesn't look like 5 carats, but again, what the hell do I know?
You know... And maybe this is going to sound convenient for me, but I bought a ring not too long ago, and I just didn't want to put that much dollar value on someone's finger for daily use.
Right.
It just didn't seem... It needed
to
be...
No, there's a right size.
It needed to have some function to it as well. Like
right.
Actual fitting your hand and allowing you to do the things you do every day without constantly...
Having to grab your other hand by the wrist and pick it up to move it.
There's no 5-carat at my house, that's for sure. But maybe that fits her hand well.
Maybe.
Does she have giant paws?
I don't know. But I'm looking at it, I'm thinking maybe it's 5-carat total weight. There's a lot of the little side diamonds and stuff. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, it just doesn't look all that big. Don't ask me. I guess she went on the Wendy Williams show, though, and she sent him a box of stuff like robes from the show, and he must have been thrilled. Oh, my God, I have Wendy Williams show swag.
I mean, this is black and white, but I think it's great looking.
Yeah, I don't know what five carats is. So.
But who knows?
That's
that. Oh, yeah, that.
That's one fat diamond right there.
That is a pretty fat diamond right there. I guess it could be that big, but I feel like I'm seeing more of the sides. Like that one, the diamond covers the sides. It goes side to side on her finger.
It fills the whole finger.
Yeah.
Right.
And it looks like it's blue in the middle.
Yeah, I'm only looking at the black and white picture, Yuzi, so I'm not sure. But I agree. It looked like it had something going on in it.
We didn't go big size. We went...
You went for a style you liked.
Well, no, we went for a really good diamond instead.
That's, you know, and that's what they say.
Right.
Right.
The three C's.
And it's pretty sick. It's really nice looking. I mean, you know, as they go.
I guess. Is it cushion cut?
I thought you said it was...
It's square.
Oh, it's square.
It's square.
So maybe that is cushion cut.
And that was her choice. That's what she wanted. I would have gone round.
Is it a pink diamond?
It's not. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I mean, I'm so far from that.
Well, 1 hour from now, you're going to be with Rachel again. Your team
Rachel,
back
where's
up.
Rachel?
I mean, who knows? You never know.
She's coming in. I like Rachel. Got to find out about this boyfriend of hers.
I know.
Oh, come
ask her all the questions.
Maybe he's gone. You don't know.
Well, but we're going to find out. Yeah. So she's putting herself on the show. I mean,
ask her if she's hitting.
She's doing, trying to do
oh,
a job.
Oh, there's
here's the color,
color version
of it.
Oh, it's a Tiffany.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's pretty. I don't understand what's happening in the middle.
It does look blue, doesn't it?
It's just hard.
Or dark.
Yeah, there's no reference of size. Because it's just
but that's the box. That's the Tiffany color. I was just reading an article
like
about how some brands have been able to trademark a color.
Yeah.
And that includes UPS.
Brown.
Tiffany.
Blue.
There's a couple others. Cadbury Purple.
Oh.
I can't think of them all right now, but anyway, when you see that box, you go, oh, I know what that is.
That specific shade.
Yep.
So, well, good for those two kids.
Yes!
I hope they're happy.
I hope so, too. I hope they meet at some point. That'd be great. And then come on in here. So conventions are a thing. You know, there's the Comic-Cons, and they have specific, like, they have Walking Dead conventions, you know, which... seems like something that would just fall into the whole Comic-Con realm, but I guess there's so many fans that they do their own convention. Star Trek, they have, you know, Star Trek conventions.
Talking about AVN?
Huh?
AVN.
Porn? Is that what you just said?
Sure, the porn. They have porn conventions.
Porn convention?
They do have that.
Is that where you met Marmaduke? What's that guy's
Marmaduke?
Name? Marmaduke?
Mandingo.
Mandingo? Oh. Is that where you met Mandingo?
I've never met him, but it used to be, they stopped this, but all the comic book conventions used to have porno stars in them. All of them.
Mm. Oh.
So every time you went to any kind of comic book, anything.
Right there is Mandingo.
There'd be a whole row of just porno stars.
Well, that's the other thing that, you know, comic nerds do.
I can't remember the porno star's name, but her booth was right next to Lou Ferrigno. And I saw them talking the entire time. And so I walked over to interview him. I'm like, hey, bro, are you going to hit that? He goes, don't air that, man. Don't air that. We can't joke around about this.
You know, they have a My Little Pony convention.
Oh, my kid loves that.
Yeah. If it comes to town, I'll let you know because you're going to want to take her.
She's into that.
So there is a new convention that's being added to the mix, and it's been put on by MTV, and it's for reality TV. It's called RealityCon.
Oh, wow.
Who's going?
That's funny.
Every single one of the people
right.
who has ever been on a reality show is who's going.
They need that money.
Ding.
Are you kidding? They now have a place to
call
to live out their celebrity.
Right. Year after year after year. So they say it's fitting because MTV is where the real world wasn't a competition, but it was certainly a reality show back in the 90s. The event will bring together stars, producers, and staffers from some of the biggest reality shows of all time, including The Real World, Survivor, Real Housewives, Jersey Shore, Bachelor and Bachelorette, I assume, The Big Brother, The Hills, The Challenge. I don't know what The Challenge is. Love and Hip Hop, Mob Wives, RuPaul's Drag Race, Duck Dynasty. No word yet on when or where this is happening, but MTV is putting it together, working out the details. So if you are a huge reality show fan, maybe
that's
something for you.
That's super cool.
I actually think... like, I would go to a panel where the people who do, like, the Survivor Challenges and the staff that puts that kind of thing together, I'd have a million questions for them.
You know
like,
who
I
should
think
be
that's
there?
Fascinating.
Yuzette.
Why?
She'll know every single person there.
Well, she'll know a lot of them, yeah.
I'll know a lot of them.
Well, Danielle from Big Brother, who's local, right?
Local.
She should be there.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. I just don't want to pay. to go in and see those people.
Well, get a staff pass.
Media. Yeah.
I am media.
What are you doing?
You can sit on the panel, for God's sake.
I need your people to call for you. I mean, we can handle that. One call. I think we can do that. Between Sarah and I think we can get that done.
Be my people.
I just read a report. Boom,
get that done for us.
Sure. I just wrote a report saying it's going to be summer of 2020.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It doesn't say where.
It doesn't say where, though. I'm thinking it's probably going to be New York.
L.A. or New York.
Or Vegas.
So Rob Gronkowski's in the news today. Oh, here it is.
For what?
For ruining the Lombardi Trophy. Here's a picture, Vin, of the noses of... hold on. Let me give you the other picture. Let me give you a good one. These are the noses of their Lombardi trophies. They're just a few of them lined up. Can you notice anything about one of those?
There's a dent.
Yeah, nice.
A golf ball-sized dent right there in the third one, or the far back.
So he used the freaking Super Bowl trophy to hit a baseball because there's really no
reason.
What do you
mean hit a base? Oh, you mean he threw the ball up and
right
batted
somebody,
it?
I don't know if someone
pitched
it to him.
He actually bunts it.
Well, it's clearly soft.
Boom.
So the Patriots were honored at Fenway Park before a Red Sox game earlier this month. And there they are, like in some kind of tent outbuilding. And the dude uses the Lombardi trophy to hit the damn ball.
Wow.
So if you're a Patriot fan, like I'm kind of like, that's awesome. That's the one that Gronk dented. But I'm sure I'm in the minority. I don't know. Do you get that pulled out? Take it to a body shop? Like, what do you do?
Dent pros?
Bondo?
I guess. Right. I don't know.
Well, no. I think that's... Look, Gronk is part of the great history of the New England Patriots. And while I'm not a Pats fan, I do think that makes that trophy that much more special.
I think so, too.
You keep the trophy the way it is, and you go... That big meathead Gronk did this.
Wasn't even on the team anymore. He was backstage swinging that thing around.
That's neat. That's that's all the stuff that you have in your life should have its wear from use.
The key word, though, was pretending. They set it up like a photo op, like they were going to, because they're at Fenway Park, so they're going to swing the thing. And he changes it up and bunts, and I'm sure this trophy can take that, or didn't think at all, one of those. And now it's got a big... stupid bunk hole in it. I just thought that was adorable. Everything that guy does is adorable. Adam Levine is in the news. He bought a place in Beverly Hills for about $34 million about a year ago. Dropped $7 million into it in renos, and it's back on the market for $47 million. 10,376 square foot home. It looks just spectacular. Like, I guess he tried to just go all old Hollywood with it. And they're saying it's been complete. It's gorgeous. The grounds are gorgeous. Big pool, as you might expect. And just a gigantic house. So if you're in the market and you got about $50 million to drop on a house, you can look at the pictures here if you want to. It's freaking beautiful.
Oh, God.
It's kind of a traditional looking house, too. It's not like a super modern or...
Being a rock star pays.
Yeah, sure does.
Oh, man.
Right?
I'd be like, someone's got to pull all that ivy off the front of my house.
What's
the
deal? Oh, stop it. It's so beautiful. Let it go.
Get the weeds
grow.
Off my house.
No,
come on.
Let them go. And whenever you get your house inspected, they're always like, oh, yeah, you got to remove this vegetation. I'm like, no, I don't. That's beautiful.
Did you say there's a picture of Kurt Cobain in here?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't see it. Is there?
Look at the paintings he's got
on
the wall.
Have a look at that.
I'm pretty sure that's Kurt Cobain, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't look at the paintings. I was looking at the little bar underneath.
Damn.
That isn't beautiful? You looking at the pictures?
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sick. Well, good for Adam Levine. So I guess maybe he did it as an investment. He was like, yeah, I'll pay $34 million for that, drop in $7 million and make seven more. Congratulations.
Look at his shoe closet.
Oh, let me have a look at that. Oh, my God. It's like a mall. Holy crap. Whose house looks like
that's
that?
All shoes
is it
right
mostly
there.
Tennis shoes?
It's mostly sneakers. Uh-huh. Of course it is.
It's just insane looking. That's honest to God, it looks
ridiculous.
Like it looks like you're in a Payless or something. It's humongous.
It's all color coordinated, too.
Of course it is.
Payless, really?
Whatever.
Adam's
I don't know.
Going, what?
Just super tall.
Payless.
Super tall aisles. And
These shoes are Gucci.
Okay.
Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Payless.
I go to Payless when I have to go at all. Jason Biggs' wife, Jenny Mollen, dropped their kid and fractured his skull.
Oh,
I know. It's horrifying. He's 5 years old.
What?
5 years
well,
old.
Well, why is she carrying him?
You don't carry your kid ever at 5 years old? You pick her up and carry her on a hip?
Well, I can do that, but if your kid's heavy for you, why would...
You know how kids can get squirmy, though. Like, even if you've got them on your hip and they go to reach for something and overbalance you, I guess the kid fell and smacked his head. So she made a very difficult confession and said, I guess the kid's in intensive care right now.
Oh.
Wow.
So she said she dropped their 5-year-old son, Sid, on his head, causing the fracture. On Saturday evening, I dropped my son on his head, causing him to fracture his skull, landing him in the ICU.
Oh, my God. That's making me squirm.
I know.
Like, I can't sit still. I'm so...
Sid is home now, taking things slowly, recovering nicely. He's also eating a lot of chocolate-dipped ice cream cones and plans to try cherry-dipped soon. My heart goes out to all parents who have or will ever find themselves in this kind of position. You are not alone. And they say that the outpour was all, like, pretty supportive, you know? Not a lot of a-holes, you know, trolling.
Mm-hmm.
Look, accidents happen, and
Christina
that is...
just fell down the stairs with my kid, the baby in her hands.
Luckily, everybody's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff happens all the time. It's just how heartbreaking. All right, so there is your trash. Reading what's coming up in the news.
Grandma and a baseball bat.
Uh-oh.
Meth makes the news.
Oh, great.
Marijuana, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 9:15. We will peek for the week. Where's Rachel, you ask? She's right there.
She's here?
Yeah, if you go to radioalice.com/watch, you can see Rachel. She's all perched and sitting pretty.
Uh-oh, there's our song.
Are you going to kiss me right now?
Not anymore, you ruined the moment.
So Rachel is, in fact, here. And at 9:15, she's going to be co-movie reviewing. And I think I just talked her into sticking around for the secret show, too.
Oh.
Are we doing that today?
Yeah, we're going to do a secret show.
Oh.
Save all the R-rated questions for that for her.
Yeah. I won't even, if she's going to be on the secret show, I won't even bother her now.
Mm.
You know? I don't want her to leave. So anyway, Teen Spirit, you guys are reviewing. It stars Elle Fanning. She's going through like the American Idol thing?
Yeah, the British version of American Idol.
And then I guess you guys Netflixed and chilled because you're also reviewing Someone Great, which is Gina Rodriguez.
Oh, I have a question.
Oh. Yeah.
When you Netflixed and chilled, was it just you two?
No, Rachel brought her friend as a bodyguard.
Oh. You know.
And
do
what's
what you
his
gotta
name?
Do, Rachel.
Her name is Melissa.
Oh. Oh, that's right. Oh, you did say that. You did. I remember. Sweet Melissa. Wow. Sweet Melissa.
Sweet.
Sweet Melissa. All right. 9:15. We peek for the week with the movies reviews.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup.
Oh.
The Organic Coup is giving away free hot tots through April with the purchase of any menu item at all participating San Francisco locations. But you need to mention the Sarah and Vinny show, so don't forget.
Right.
If you want the free hot tots through April with the purchase of any menu item, you got to say Sarah and Vinny to get the deal at Organic Coup.
Spelled with a P at the end.
Right.
C-O-U-P.
Yep.
Right. It's delicious.
Yeah. Oh, they brought us food, and we were like, bring more food. This is good.
It's not working, though.
I know. They haven't brought us any more food.
Keep saying
we'll try those hot tots.
Keep saying it. And say Sarah and Vinny when
Sarah
you
and
say
Vinny.
It.
Sarah and Vinny would like some free hot tots.
Thank you. All right, here's what's happening. So the Warriors and Clippers play tonight. This is down in L.A. The series is tied up at ones. The Golden Knights of Las Vegas have the Sharks' backs against their wall. They're facing elimination. It's a must-win tonight.
And all the other nights in the series.
Well, let's just get through tonight.
Okay,
let's
one day at a time.
Let's just extend the series by winning tonight, 7 o'clock. Home game, everyone. I got a story about sharks. I really wasn't going to
do it. Oh, actual sharks?
Actual sharks.
Yeah, you might as well.
Sharks are actually scared of something.
What are they scared of?
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Squids.
No, killer whales.
Oh.
Killer whales are actually...
You were close.
The ocean's
of the ocean.
Fiercest predator.
Huh. Are killer whales scared of anything besides people?
No, but me and Bryn watched a thing the other day where these killer whales surrounded this like big blue whale who was having her baby on her back.
Oh no!
And it was
finish
like
the story. Don't finish the story. Don't. So when great whites are hunting for seals
near his mouth is still open.
Near the Farallon Islands, right off. They're right out here. Yeah, the Farallons.
Yep, I see them from the bridge on a real clear day.
Apparently, killer whales swam by. They were being, and the sharks disappeared and didn't come back till next year. Like, they're so...
Oh, they...
Bye.
Wow.
Like...
If only they'd come by with the blue whale and the baby.
You want to hear that story?
Well, no, the orcas were the ones... Right? The killer whales
the killer
were the
whales were trying to eat the baby?
Circling the baby, right?
Damn it.
Yeah, well, baby was on the mom's back.
Okay, so... Computer!
You want to hear the
No.
Doesn't sound like it ends well.
Anyway, the sharks disappear just by the sight of the orcas because they're like, oh, okay.
Great whites, too. They're just eating machines.
They are.
Surprise. I'm very
great
surprised
whites
to
can
that.
Grow up to 20 feet long and weigh more than 4,000 pounds, but killer whales grow up to 30 feet long, weigh up to 10,000 pounds, and they swim in groups.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're teamwork.
They
that's,
hunt in wolf packs.
And they're smart.
They are.
So sharks have been known to be eaten by the orcas. So there's
they'll eat anything.
Have you ever seen an orca grab a seal and just like start
we've
throwing
seen
it around?
God, I
the
should
one
have done
when
this
they slap
a
toy with the baby seal in the surf. It's horrible.
To that? It's horrible. Today is going to be the hottest day of the year so far for every Bay Area city.
Well, I welcome it.
So that's great news.
I want a nice warm day. That is hot, Paris. Thank you.
Cow Palace is going to stop doing gun shows after this year.
Really?
So apparently that's something they've been up to for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I guess they're committed to finishing what's scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2020, no more gun shows here in the Bay Area.
Good.
I should say at the Cow Palace.
Right.
A 48-year-old guy named Victor Hensley was out and about in Port St. Lucie, Florida last week. His husband didn't know where he was, though, and his husband started to get a little nervous and then reported that he'd been kidnapped.
Mm.
My man's been kidnapped. Huh. When the cops showed up, they realized that the guy was acting super weird, like he was on drugs. So they said, did you take anything? And he said, yeah, meth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And then they were like, well, that can make you paranoid. So maybe that's why you think your husband was kidnapped.
How long's he been gone for?
Well, that's the thing. So Victor, the husband, showed up while the cops were still there and said, no, I'm not kidnapped. I was just out. He said, I was at the store grabbing a drink. Huh. And they said, oh, okay, well, can we look in your bag there? It looks suspicious, which was filled with hypodermic needles, a pipe, several bags of meth, which he said belonged to my husband. They arrested him, though, and he's facing charges for possession and paraphernalia. You got it when you're all high on drugs.
Someone should take your phone away.
This guy.
Mm. So this is the one. I'm confused, though. So you're saying when the husband came home, he had a bag?
He was the one. They think he was out dealing drugs.
Oh, and this other guy was like,
at home,
I'm out of drugs. I need my husband to come
all
home.
All on meth.
I'll say he's been kidnapped. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Bad boys. Bad boys. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do when they come for
he
you?
He looks like
bad
he's,
boys. Bad boys.
From the cast of Cops.
Yes.
Right. You and know, not the cops.
No. He's right. The guy in the wife beater or with shirt off in the middle of the night.
Sure. Yelling.
Awesome. Maybe a few teeth.
I was just going to say no teeth. hardly any teeth. Oh, that's funny. Can you grab that? I can't see your beautiful face. Thank you.
Hi.
Well, this is exactly where it's so funny because I like Bryn. I can see if I put my head down underneath and I get a little glimpse of him. And Vinny and I, we just see each other's eyes over the top of this board all morning.
How do you see me?
I see just half your face, and half of it is behind the window.
How about use that?
Use the SE full face. Huh. Thank God.
Above, does anyone
check
see Vaughn?
And see how I see Rachel.
Yeah, Vaughn. When
I can see her good.
When you say Vaughn's name, Vaughn skids his head around the corner, and that's how I see Vaughn.
Gives a wave.
Yeah. Enough of this, everyone. Doobie Day is coming.
Oh my God,
it's
Doobie
right
Day.
Around the corner.
420. 2 days from now, Doobie Day. 48 hours from now, we'll be on full on Doobie Day.
Will you partake Doobie. In Doobie Weed Day?
I will not.
Okay, you could say it's legal now.
I'm gonna go to a party on Saturday night for Johnny Mosley's Sports and Spirits.
Oh right, he's opening a
bar. So he's having a private grand opening party.
Is he back from the mountains yet?
I guess he must be. Maybe he came back just for this. He's even got his own softball team.
What do you mean?
For his bar.
He wasn't allowed to join John's team, so he just went and got a bar.
John said, "Well, we'll be your team, but we already because they have the Deuce sponsors them, so they also have 2 a.m. club on there."
Oh, no.
He's like, "It's all right, I'll get." So it looks like Fans of Bacon, my husband's team, and Johnny's old team, and the new Mosley Sports and Spirits team are going to have a scrimmage before, and then they're all going to head over to the party.
Oh,
just like so, it's so cute, isn't it? So I'm sure there'll be some Doobie Weed there. I'm sure people will be celebrating 420. It is legal now.
Right. Well, I told you.
Are you going to do some Doobie Weed,
Vinny? I don't do drugs at all. Mm. And we all know why.
Why?
Yes. Really? Yes. We know why.
Because I am obsessive about it once I get started with that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why. What about you?
Yeah, Mr.
Back
Doobie
pain
Weed.
Guy.
Listen,
I'm taking edibles. I'm putting.
You're right about
that. I'm doing
that.
Rubbing CBD cream on every part of your body. He wants it all.
Right.
I want it all, and I want it now. So I shouldn't tell you the story, but I'm gonna
say
it anyway.
Yeah, you should.
So I had a kind of a massage the other day, and I told
them. Of a massage?
Yeah, I told the guy, I'm like, hey, use the CBD THC oil. And then I had a prayer meeting at church, and I got there, and I was high off my ass.
From rubbed with oil?
Yeah, with the THC oil.
Wow.
You know,
not be possible.
Seriously, though, plenty of religions, at least one of them, they use doobage to get closer to God.
Yeah.
So
have
what's
visions?
The problem? Did you pray better?
So I could hear myself rambling, and I'm like, oh, man, even during your prayer, who am I like, slow down. And I couldn't. And then somebody would say something mildly funny, and I would just, I would have to lower my head, and I could not stop laughing.
Did you tell them all? I'm
no,
so sorry.
Are
I'm
you
stoned
kidding
because I got a massage. This dude rubbed
so
THC
disrespectful.
Into me.
And it was a small group
Wouldn't
of us, too.
Would it be easier to tell the truth? Just like, I've been having this back pain. I got a massage.
I'm hoping they didn't notice.
Oh, really?
Oh, they noticed. And now they know because you're doing a show. The mic in front of your face.
Oops. Why didn't you?
Because I'm
Couldn't you just get into it and let yourself be free and be like, I love praying so much.
You get paranoid, though.
And I love all you people. I wish all of you felt like I feel right now.
Feel so free and so good. Everything's just so right in the world. God's love shining down on us from above. I feel it. He's lifting me up. It's like I'm up in the treetops, right? It's like I'm a bird. I have like my own nest and everything. And
I am a bird.
Anybody got a bottled water?
I have very dry mouth.
Yeah.
My mouth's real dry right now.
I need something to munch on.
Yeah, is there any cereal water? Around? God made water, you know. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, God. I'm just going to pour it over my head.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
Oh, jeez. Feels so good.
Anybody mind if I take my shirt off? Too late.
Oh.
Anyway, this Saturday is Doobie Weed Day.
Yay!
As I told you, Carl's Jr. is going to be offering a cheeseburger with infused CBDs.
Rocky Mountain High.
Pizza Hut is going to be targeting the Stoner Market, offering their Hershey's Triple Chocolate Brownies for $4.20.
Oh, but they're just brownies.
They're not weed brownies, but they're super delicious. Mm.
Well,
decadent.
They'd be perfect when you eat, except your mouth. I mean, your mouth's so dry, you eat a brownie.
If you have milk, though, it's
like
great.
A desiccant. What?
Why did you
if you
say?
Have milk.
What's
she
desiccant?
Desiccant.
It's like, those little packs of stuff that they put, you find them in like a closed package.
No.
Yeah, you do. Like,
no.
Yes.
How do you spell
a little
it?
Pack
how do you
of
spell it?
Silicone or something. Desiccant?
Yeah.
Desiccant?
Double C.
Is two C's? Yeah, I don't know what it is.
What's it mean?
You already
it means
it
it's a drying agent. It's like a it's a
having
it's a moisture.
All the moisture removed.
It's like a oh, the desiccated corpse like, of a mummy.
This is what they do to apricots, figs.
I don't know. I think they just dehumidify those. I don't know. Or dehydrate
it's
those.
It's just like, you know, the packets that come in like
yeah,
little containers
that's
will
what I'm saying.
It'll absorb moisture.
Oh, it's the thing in my vitamin pack.
Yeah. It's a desiccant.
Oh.
That's a desiccant?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's the name for it.
I always thought it was just the thing in the way of my pill getting into my hand.
Your mom
must I have one in my pill thing
right
now.
Your mom must be so proud right now.
I thought that was a commonly known, like a desiccated corpse.
Of course you did.
That's the only other thing I could think of.
I got one too.
You got a desiccated corpse?
No, I got a desiccant in my vitamin pack.
Is that right?
Yep.
I didn't know this was going to stop the show. I didn't mean it to.
Oh, you're looking at Rachel?
Boy, they are really distracted by Rachel. She's cute as a button. That shirt is so adorable.
She is shiny.
Such a ding-dong. He's like, no, over here. Look, I'm holding it up.
Yeah, I was over there to look at you.
Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Brownies are and desiccants for the mouth.
Lyft is offering $4.20 off of rides in several major cities.
Oh,
hopefully this one. And there's other discounts happening. So keep your eyes peeled this Saturday for Doobie Weed Day. There may be a lot of specials out there for those
That's
of
nice.
You who partake and celebrate.
And then you were saying Earth Day is on Monday. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
Those things are so closely related.
Right. And I'm going to pick up some trash that day. So maybe you'll come out and see us.
Oh, on Ocean
the
Beach.
The Entercom team will be out at Ocean Beach.
I'll be there. I just ordered you a shirt.
You're going?
Mm. Yeah, I'm the one that told you about it.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Sheesh. Anyway.
And I'm riding with you, too.
Oh. I'm going to go out and see my boys at Wise Surf Shop, too.
Sherm.
Love those guys.
Where's that? By Ocean Beach?
Right there on Ocean Beach, yeah. Rob, Chad, Bob. See you guys Monday. Sex could cure your allergies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The end.
How long do you have to do it for?
So much.
More than 8 minutes?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Every time.
Okay.
According to scientists in Iran.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Play
good
news
from
Iran.
Iran.
Oh,
good news from Iran.
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 Iran. That's live, guys.
What?
I'm just saying for the listeners, they're probably thinking that I'm playing a soundbite. You guys
are doing it live. We're doing this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, dude. We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
According to scientists. Sorry. Hit him again for me, would you? This just in, according to scientists in Iran, they believe a great way to make your hay fever and allergy symptoms a lot milder is having sex.
Yeah. Well, guys are always looking for ways.
Sex makes the blood vessels in your nose and eyes constrict, which helps reduce your congestion. So do it more this hay fever season.
Mm. Just don't do it in the middle of a field of flowers, I guess.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, what?
Well, we have a movies review,
so
I need to do a few texts here, and then I'll do a few on the other side.
All right.
And then Rachel's here to do review, everyone.
She's here.
It's going to be incredible.
Yep. What I hear.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. You gonna hit that? Hooman is so creepy. Bring back Brandon. Boy, that was a tongue twister.
Bring back Brandon. Why, did he do a movie reveal?
No, he just been answering the phone.
Oh.
Vinny, do not take your kids to My Little Pony convention. The fan base has been taken over by weird middle-aged men who dress up in costumes. It's super weird. Don't go.
That actually sounds dangerous.
Well,
yeah.
You just got me off the hook. I'm stoked.
Sorry. It's a haven for pedophiles.
The My Little Pony coordinators are like, what? Don't say that.
The Queen saw Beach, Bank, Blanket, Babylon. What is with all the bees? God damn it.
Bring Brandon back.
Beach, Blanket, Babylon when she visited San Francisco.
Oh, of course
she
did.
It's iconic.
Are you guys taking spring break? I like to be prepared for when you're gone.
I don't think we have
any. I
think
we did it.
Yeah.
It was yesterday.
It was Monday. I don't think we have any vacation until the end of July. It's a long time.
Everyone's
a long
mad.
Time.
We have a few days off here and there.
408 says, the challenge is what our boy Johnny Mosley hosted.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
When you were talking about the reality shows.
So I thought that was Road Rules Challenge.
Well, he's done a few things.
Okay.
Yeah. And what's that other one, Bryn? The Warrior, Ultimate Warrior?
Oh, yeah, Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior.
Oh, is that? Do you think that's
I remember he hosted that.
Yeah. That was for sure him. Yeah. The first season, I think.
He hosts a lot of shows I'm not interested in.
I'm super interested. I thought you could have made it on that if I...
Oh, could you have?
I think you could have.
Oh, too bad it's not on anymore. That's too bad.
When I was capable. All right, I'm sad now.
I think you can still put it back together.
Do it.
Random question. Homemade banana bread. Nuts or no nuts?
Nuts.
Absolutely nuts. You got to go nuts.
I'll eat it without nuts, though. I don't love banana bread, though.
Yeah, I do.
I don't love bananas in food. Mm.
Mm, great.
Oh, my.
Great.
What was that?
Oh, no. Oh, wow. Twice, huh?
I like eating nuts. Let me hear it again. All right.
What's wrong with you?
Rachel's pretty happy.
Yeah, she
likes that.
Never seen her so happy.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We can finish up some of the texts and then get to the movie's review.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.